And so we are learning the Midah of, it's called, how does he call it? V'tashlich v'mtzulo yisiyam kol chatoiso. The Kodesh Baruch Hu throws the Averis away, far away. So we were trying to explain Api Kabbalah. This is where it's Mamasha, a big Indian, and he brings in a big Indian in Kabbalah here. In the Midah, the ninth Midah, V'tashlich b'mitzula yisiyam kol chatoisam. So he explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a boomerang type of Midah, that whoever is the one that brings the Ra into the world, they get the Ra back, essentially. So what happens is that, and he proves it from the concept of the Sar La'azazel, that the Sar La'azazel, we spoke this out, the Sar La'azazel, somehow you do vidui, and all of a sudden all the veres go onto the Sar. How does that work? Because once a person does vidui, oh, you're ready to do tshuva. Yeah, I'm ready. Hashem, I'm ready. Whatever you want to give me, I'm ready to take it. I understand I did wrong. Punish me. Here I am. I'm going to take the Yisurim. So as the Sitra Achra comes to give the Yisurim, as the Sitra Achra comes to give the Yisurim, then it boomerangs back, and the Sar La'azazel that represents the Sitra Achra has to carry the Yisurim on himself and take them out of here. So Kodesh Baruch Hu has this Midah, that even the one who, the one that brings back, brings out the bad Midah, the Yisurim has to take it back with him. This is yours. The one that has the bad Midah, has the Yisurim, has to bring the Yisurim out with him. This is his Chiddush Pshat in the Sar La'azazel. Okay? And he says, this is a tremendous Midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, that the Kachi Amidah, in page Kuflamid in this print, Kachi Amidah, Miyad Sheze Misvade Betfilosoi, Shuhu Chelek Samoel Kegoyin, Ma'o Chelko, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Goyze Lov Yisurim, Miyad Mizdamin Sham Samoel, V'hoylech V'goy V'choyvoy, V'harei Noise Asore Avoy Noise, the Sar takes the sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noise in Lo Roshos, Ligvoy S'choyvoy, he takes the Yisurim, the Yisurim is Tarim, Benyakoyas Galgal Asamal, and eventually flips back onto him himself. Again, I don't really know what this means. He proves it also from Halachis that it says, Habehema Taharogu, that the din is that if somebody has some sort of relations with an animal, kill the animal. Why kill the animal for? So Rashi says, because it's going to be an embarrassment to the person. So he's saying, no, the reason why you kill the animal is that the Yisurim to the person came through the animal. So now it has to boomerang back to the animal. Because since the Yisurim of the person came through the animal deserves to be the Bailam, to be the one to get the Yisurim back. So this is a Midah of Rachmanus that Hashem has, that somehow, as long as you're willing to accept the Yisurim, then the Shliach of the Yisurim keeps them, basically. More or less is what he's saying. Again, this is obviously the Sar La'azazel is obviously a very deep concept. No one really understands, you know, for us. So I'm not sure exactly how to explain it more than that, but that's what he says here. And the Midah that we have of Tashlech B'mitzula Yisiyam Kol Chatoisam is that if someone is, even if someone did something, for example, someone comes to give you for tzedakah, and you say, tzedakah, you did this to yourself, well, I have to give you tzedakah. No, but Hashem doesn't do it that way. Even if he did it, even if he deserves it, but Hashem takes it away from him, right? So you have to help this person get out of his situation, even if he put himself in that situation, right? So there's certain times where the Rachmanos says, get him out of the situation, even if he doesn't put him into the situation, right? So that's the Midah that he's describing here. It's a big Chiddush, but this is how he explains it. Okay, let's continue to the next Midah, Midah HaSiris. Titein Emes Riyakot, the Midah of Emes. Now, this one is the one Midah that seems to be the most clearly linked between the set of the 13 in Micha and the set of 13 in Parshas in the Chumash. Because over there also we say, Notza Chesed La'alofim, Notza Alofim, no, Hashem Hashem Kel Racham Chanun, Kel Racham Chapayim Ro Chesed, Ve'emes. So the Mefarshim even ask over there, Emes does not sound like Rachamim. Right? Like the mice of the someone one time came to the Ribnitz Rebbe for a bracha, and he said, what does he need a bracha for? So the Gabbai said, he's in a very, very serious court case with the federal government with tax evasion, and it's very serious. He could end up with jail time and serious stuff. So the Ribnitz Rebbe gave him a bracha. The bracha is that the emes should come out. And the guy said, no, I don't want that bracha. No, right? Anything but that, not the MS. So MS, Titan Emet Liakov, is not necessarily a Mida of Rachmanus. Why is that one of the 13 Midos of Racham? No, I don't want the truth. Hello, Hashem, please try to look elsewhere. Make up something, make up a story. Give me an excuse. I don't want the MS, that's the Rachmanus, right? So the answer is that the meat of M is very, so some say that it doesn't mean that, it means, but it means chesed, it doesn't really mean what we would call MS, the Rebbeinu Bachai says like that. But what Talmud Dvar is going to explain is that the MS is a chesed because there's rachamim and then there's din. Okay, din means XYZ equals, you know, ABC equals XYZ, done. Rachamim, open rachamim, just means let it all go. Neither one of those is really good in a sense, because din means there's no room for humanity, there's no room for explanation, there's no room for error, you know, there's no room for explanation. It is one equals, you know, one plus one equals two, you're done. Rachamim undermines the value of our whole system. The whole system is made so that a person can earn their keep, right? And a person, Hashem made the system, the world, in a way that we could earn our share in Olam Haba. If there's always rachamim, we're not earning anything. So having only rachamim is not good either. So what's good? What's good is called the midah of mishpat. Mishpat is the emes. The emes doesn't mean truth. Like it says, Yaakov is emes, but sometimes he had to. The emes means you take into account everything that situation requires and you come to the just result based on all the factors. Based on the fact that I want him to earn it, but I also need him to feel that he's being held accountable. Based on that, I understand people are human, people make mistakes. But on the other hand, I need to push him a little bit so that he can grow. So how do you do that? That balance, you know, sometimes you have, you know, a teacher, right? So it's so fun. Yeah, it's so fun, but the kids don't learn anything. And sometimes, oh, the teacher's so strict, so the kids also don't learn anything because they're not interested. They can't connect, right? So what's the MS? What's the teacher that works? The teacher that works is the one that cares about the kids. When the kids need a break, they give a break. When the kids need to sit down, they say, okay, guys, time to sit down. When the kids are interrupting, she says, look, I need to teach. You could tell me what you want to tell me later. When you have the human part of it and you understand the child, you understand why does it have to be this way. So the rachamim is not the bracha always. And the din, that's why it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'tchila Allah B'machshava, liberates this oilam B'din. Hashem first wanted to create the world with din. At the end, Shiteich Imoy Midas Rachamim, he applied rachamim as well. Why didn't he just jump ship on the din and use rachamim only? Because if you would use rachamim only, you're also missing the point. So you need to come to the point where it's meeting. Where does it meet? It meets in emes, which has a lot of sense. Avram Avinu was the meet of chesed. Chesed, like all the way. The third day of his mila, he's potter. Why does he have to go greet people? He's the one that said, no, I want chesed. Unbounded chesed. Yitzchak is unbounded gvura. He's willing to give himself for a karban. Yitzchak is unbounded gvura. What's Yaakov? Emes. So chesed and din is Avram and Yitzchak. Yaakov, emes. Titan emes Yaakov. And that's the midah. Titen emes liyakov. The emes is the middle of the road. That's the truth. The truth is always, you know, the middle. It's not right. Like when two people come forward and they're fighting. So like we always say, you know, there's three sides to every story. My version, your version, and the truth. So the emes is understanding what needs to be done when. So the mid of emes is rachmanus. It's a mid of rachamim that Hashem has. He treats it now. When do you get this midah? So he's mechadish here. Midah zuhi sheyesh beYisrael milas oisam habeinanim. That Hashem treats you in the middle. She'enam yoidim lehisnayim lefnimim adin. They don't go too far. They themselves act that way. That's what I'm saying. The Mishpat HaYashar is the MS. Who deserves this Hanhaga? Hashem treats you exactly the way you deserve to be treated. You have to be pushed, but you also need to understand what my shortcomings are, understand why I couldn't do what I didn't do, understand the human aspect of it. So you know, this is one of the things that my father told me one time lately, a couple years, not long ago. There was a whole seminar. It was actually, he was in Florida because it was in Jacksonville, and then came to me afterwards. But it was a whole thing in Jacksonville and in Florida, a whole seminar about the future of work, and if people are going to be needed anymore, or you just need computers for everything. And the question is, which industries will always need people? And which industries basically you could survive on computers? So the more that you need, you can't put in, so like we were talking about how like halacha shaila, you cannot just put in input, output. It's not a computer. You have to know the person. You have to understand the shaila. You have to understand why they're asking this, and what's at stake. And you have to understand what the question is. Even just now, as I'm walking in, someone asked me a question. So I said, who's asking? This is someone who's asking. It's a different answer for this or that. And you have to know who's asking the question. You know, I was with a Rav. I was in Lakewood. And when I was in Lakewood, I used to sit with one of the rabbanim, the poiskim for the yeshiva, during those times that he would have hours on the phone. So I would hear how he answers the questions. And he was also a rav in the shul, in a shul. So he was a poisik in the yeshiva. He was also a rav in a shul. And he was asked the same question twice, and he answered totally different. So I said, what's going on? He said, no, this guy is a guy in yeshiva. And this is a Baal Bas in the Shul. It's two different answers, you know, Sheikh, one to the other, right? So knowing the and that's MS, right? Is that MS? No, that is the MS. There is no MS other than that. The MS is understanding all the factors that have to come involved and knowing the person, knowing, understanding what it takes to deal with this person. So that's the Yosher. That's the Yosher. The Yosher is not the Din always, right? It's very interesting that tzedakah u'mishpat, tzedek u'mishpat. So what's tzedek? Tzedakah. So tzedakah is mishpat? I thought tzedakah is chesed. I should give this guy my money? It's nice of me. It's a nice thing. I give him my money. No, that's the emes. That's the mishpat. If a person understands their role in the world is that whatever I'm part of a whole group, I'm part of a tzibor, and if this person needs money, then it's my responsibility to help him. It's the tzedek. That's the mishpat. Our mishpat brings in tzedek into the mishpat. There's halachis about, you know, some people don't like this about you know, but there's halachis about how do you, the mishpat includes the tzedek into it. Right, so it's one and the same. Tzedakah u'mishpat always goes together because that's the emes. So he says, "Gam kein ha'adam." So how is a person zoichet to this? Gam kein ha'adam tzarich lehisnayim chaveroi altzad hayoysher. A person has to act with his friend this way. B'yashrus b'ha'emes b'lila hatus mishpat chaveroi. Without leaning towards the din side,
l'rachim ala b'emes, to have true rachmanis on him, k'moshe Hashem yizbarach m'rachim ala b'riyas ha'beinoni and b'midas emes, l'sakin elam, oisam, and uses the emes to bring them the result that they're looking for. So this is the mida of emes, which is actually incorporated into the 13 midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a fascinating idea how we're not asking Hashem to be mevater everything. We're not asking Hashem to overlook everything. We want Hashem to just understand the context, understand where we're coming from. Give us the emes. Give us the true, you know, rachmanas that we deserve within understanding, you know, the mishpat. That's the way it works. And that's you know, the truth is that's how it works in that's the halachas also in Beis Din is like that. Is that the din incorporates a lot of tzedek in it. But anyway, okay, that's the story. And we could do Sunday night, and then I guess that's it for the week, next week, because you're at the end of the week, okay? And hopefully we'll finish the first chapter before Yom Kippur. That's the goal. We gotta get all 13 meters before Yom Kippur. That's the goal. Okay.
Shabbat shalom.
Thank you. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Good job. Thank you.
That's also set a kolishko. Right. Together.
Rest.
It's a pellet.
Right. Mark it off. Set the kolishko. Right. If you think about it, we would think that set the kolishko are opposites.
In a sense, yeah. Just that definition of tzedek is doesn't mean rachmanis.
Exactly. There should be a paper there somewhere. No, it's in the white box. The white box, like that.
Rob told me that you were seeing me.
Good night.
I wasn't very Yaku.
Yeah.
He wasn't very young when he approached Rav Ohr. He's on having press with his roommate, how MS is among the parents. It's amazing. I never saw someone like that.
There are 5 years in this for me.
Huh? There are 5 years in here. Yeah. Okay. The level of MS of my roommate, I'm impressed. Rav Ohr told him this person would never accomplish nothing this time.
Really?
This is why when we write a book, this is more people, more chashu lamitra, write the same. When we give a share, why me? Give someone else. So this person that you see so MS, I've always told me. Remember me that I'm telling you will not accomplish it.